All right, welcome everyone to our Public Art Community Design meeting of Wednesday, November 12th. We'll begin the meeting by establishing our quorum with a roll call. Sadie.
Adia Jamil.
Present.
Adrian Ackerman.
Here.
Alicia Vasquez. Ann Lopez.
Here.
Brandon Varela.
Here.
Dr. Jacqueline Jean Barrios.
Here.
Leanne Hernandez.
Here.
Emily Tate.
Here.
Jim Gluck.
Present.
Janet Fisher.
Here.
Maureen Lewick.
Here.
Melissa Brown Dominguez. Nancy Fung.
Here.
Robert Clark. Valerie Sanchez. Valerie Sip. Wesley Cree.
Here.
Thank you. And you have a quorum with 12 members present.
Very good. Thank you, Sadie. As most of you may know, and for our guests, we did lose a board member since our last meeting, I believe. Kathleen Velo has passed away. And I'd like to take a minute and have a moment of silence in her remembrance, if I might. So with that, begin our minute right now. Those of you who knew Kathleen, please think of her and how she contributed to the arts in our community. Right. Thank you. With that, I will move on to item three, introductions of our guests and attendees. Other than our board members, I see a couple faces I know. I'll pick on poor Judy first, because I know her. If she could unmute herself, which she has done, and introduce yourself briefly.
Hi, everybody. My name is Judy Sensabar, and I'm here with John Carrillo about our utility box wrap project, Beautify the Box. And we've been hardworking at this for a long time now, so we hope it goes well today.
Great. Thank you. Is John here? Yes, John's here. John?
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Johnny, and I'm here with Judy. And we have been working on this project, yes, for a while. And I am with Made in Tucson and also work with the Fourth Avenue Coalition.
Great. Thank you. Other folks that we have here, I need a hand, I think. Sadie, any other guests or attendees?
It's just staff. We do have a member of the public in the attendee room.
Okay, well, we'll get to call to the audience shortly. With that, I guess we're there. Call to the audience. Item four, members of the public must sign in to speak. Apparently that's occurred. This is the time when any member of the public may address the Public Art and Community Design Committee members. Due to time constraints, the total time allocated for this is 15 minutes. Individuals are allowed 3 minutes each. At the conclusion of the call to the audience, members of the public body may respond to a personal criticism made by those who have addressed the public body, may ask staff to review a matter, or may ask that a matter be put on a future agenda. Please note that personal criticisms do not include criticisms of a policy, project, proposal, etc. Members of the public body shall not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during an open call to the public unless the matters are properly noticed for discussion and legal action. So with that, Sadie?
It's my understanding that the member of the public does not wish to speak.
Okay.
They're here just to observe. But just for the record, Alicia Vasquez joined the meeting at 3:40 and Melissa Brown Dominguez joined at 3:37 after roll call was taken.
Very good. Okay. Well, with that, then we'll move on to committee member activity report. This is an opportunity on the agenda for Public Art and Community Design Committee members to provide updates on news and activities that other PAC committee members may have an interest in. And with that, I'll open the floor up to anyone. Raise your hand and I'll call upon you. If I don't see any hands shortly, I'll move on to item six. All right. Not hearing any activities occurring. With that, we'll move on to the Public Art Director's Report, and Wilwyn will take that. Wilwyn?
Good afternoon. Hi, everybody. Thanks for gathering today. So I'm going to keep this short so we can focus on our many voting agenda items. Some of you may have read last month's Director's Report when we didn't meet quorum. It's basically the same, so you didn't miss anything. I may just want to announce that the city has a new position, a cultural affairs officer. It's being held by Kelly Way, who you may know as instrumental in the development of the Somos Uno initiative, mayoral initiative. And we'll be working directly with her to help, you know, foster new partnerships, work together with other arts organizations, and have someone at the city level we can engage with directly instead of trying to jump around through all the different departments and find cohesion there. One good note is that they're starting the ground running and they're going to be looking at revising the ADs or updating the ADs administrative directives this fall. Didn't have much notice, so you know, we provide as much support as we can, but I think hopefully a lot of the issues that were addressed in this by this committee will be. And also there is a mandate or it does state in those directives that they will be reviewed on a yearly basis, which I think now that there's someone in the city manager's office focused on that, we can keep it updated. The last time was 2016, I think, just to keep it how long it's been. Other than that, we have four RFQs launching at one time on the 20th. This is for four housing and development projects. I've been talking about them for a few months now. So if you have any information, you can just reach out to me and I can tell you more. Other than that, we're going to be not launching any RFQs until February. And I think that's pretty much it for me today. Thanks.
All right. Any questions of Wilwyn on the Public Art Director's Report?
I have a quick question. Wilwyn, will Kelly attend these meetings or how do we?
No. Yeah. I think it's because her role is for all arts and culture. It's music, food, the new, cultural heritage museum that's being developed. So, you know, public art's one small aspect. So I don't think she'll be attending these meetings unless we request.
And so how does you just make reports to her or she'll just like, how do our bodies, I guess, interact is just my question.
She'll interact directly with our team. So depending on what it is, so public art related, I'll meet with her for questions or she'll meet with us for questions because they probably want some clarity on, you know, how public funds are being spent and We have all that nicely data, all that data ready to share.
Great, thank you.
All right, any other questions, Owen? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 7, review and approval of the September 10th meeting minutes. I need a motion and a second. We'll conduct any discussion after that and then take a roll call vote.
I move to accept.
And Lopez moves.
I'll second that.
Leanne seconds. Any discussion? Sadie, you're on.
At the edge of meal?
Yes.
Adrian Ackerman? And I believe Adrian had to leave the meeting due to a family emergency. Minute ago, 3:44. Alicia Vasquez?
Yes.
Thank you. Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Brandon Varela?
Approve.
Dr. Jacqueline Jean Barrios?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Emily Tate?
Approve.
Jim Glock?
Approved.
Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Melissa Brown Dominguez? Melissa? Come back. Nancy Fung?
Approve.
Robert Clark. Valerie Sanchez. Valerie Sipp. Wesley Cree.
Approve.
And Melissa Brown Dominguez. We're voting on the minutes for September. If you can hear us, you're on mute. Okay. With that, we have approval with one member not voting.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. We'll move on then. Got a couple of public art donations to consider today. The first one is the public art donation review and vote on the Groundwater Embodied TCE Memorial. Is there anyone here to present that?
I did invite the artist to present on this. It doesn't appear that she's with us. We do have a member of the committee who is involved in the project in some fashion, but I do have a presentation I could pull up, and we can open it up for questions. And then for your everyone's awareness, I did send you the packet of this donation with all the materials that have been submitted so far. So just give me a moment. I'll share my screen.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So this is one of our public art donation proposals that has come in. Been working on this one for several months now. The applicant and artist is Alexandra Jimenez, a former PAC-DC member and former chair. So just for the new members' awareness, donations come into the Arts Foundation, and we help neighbors and businesses and organizations who are interested in installing art in public spaces. There is an approval process for that, and the PAC-DC is one of the approving bodies where you'll be looking through the proposal materials and then reviewing it based off of this criteria that you see before you, the appropriateness of the artwork based on its design, maintenance, community support, and assessments from the city and risk management. We ask you to look at, you know, where they're proposing to put the work, the design, and how it is in relation to the space. We also ask you to think about maintenance and production quality of the design, the materials, and, you know, weigh that against the community support and all of the documents that they submit, as well as, like, the city department reviews, any other comments or suggested changes. For this mosaic donation, these are the steps that have been completed. The applicant did submit a donation proposal that included the design. They had three letters of community support from the Sunnyside Foundation, the Mexican American Heritage and History Museum, and Las Aguas. Ward 1 did approve of this project, as did Parks and Recreation, where it will be located, if approved, at Mission Manor Park. The maintenance protocol form was also submitted, and the risk manager for the city of Tucson has approved this donation. Here you will see the proposed location. If you remember last year, Alex Jimenez did another donation in memory of COVID-19 on the other side of where this new donation is proposed. So on the image on the left shows the donation that she did last year, and she would like to create a new piece on the back of this structure and also put pavers in so that viewers, you know, can tell very quickly that there is something else to see on the other side. And the images that you see are some examples of some of the folks that this donation is honoring. And let me stop sharing my screen real quick, and I will read you the summary of the donation. Okay, using the existing memorial wall of the public art piece in memory of, I will mount a 3 or 4 panel mosaic to the wall. The pavers will be extended around the backside of the memorial wall so that viewers can walk around the whole piece. The mosaic will honor the lives of those impacted by and lives lost to the TCE water contamination that affected residents of the South Side from the 1950s to the 1970s. The imagery of the mosaic mural will be of a cross section of the earth with a different strata of soil. There will be the shape of a body created by metallic glaze milagros representing the parts of the body affected by the TCE contamination. The mural will also have waves of water to represent the groundwater. These wave tiles contain the names of those lost to the impacts of TCE. The top part of the wall will have a semicircle sculpture of a monsoon storm coming across the desert. With that, I'll open it up to any questions or comments.
Any questions or comments? I think it's a long overdue tribute. Hearing none.
Alicia, did you want to say anything? I know you're sort of involved in this project. Okay.
Alicia's at MoCA right now, as am I, installing kind of another TCE-related exhibition. So she'll probably be in and out.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hearing no further questions or comments, I'll entertain a motion to accept the public art donation.
Move to approve, accept the donation.
Ann Lopez makes the motion to accept the donation. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Dr. Barros, Dean Barros has seconded. Any further discussion?
I just wanted to uplift the fact that this project involved a lot of community sessions and talks, and so we can see I got a chance to see a few of it. I've been teaching a class around it as well, and there's an upcoming exhibition, as we all know, at the MoCA related to it. So, yes, just kind of wanted to acknowledge that the conversations that led up to this was very rich and moving as well.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions, concerns? With that, Sadie, could you do a roll call, please?
Yes. Adia Jamil?
Approve.
Adrian Ackerman? Alicia Vasquez? Anne Lopez?
Approve.
Brandon Varela?
Approve.
Dr. Jacqueline Jean Barrios?
Approve. And is there a way to say we can call me Jacqueline?
Call yes.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you, though.
Of course. Leanne Hernandez?
Approved.
Emily Tate?
Approved.
Jim Glock?
Approved.
Janet Fisher?
Approved.
Maureen Lewick?
Approved.
Melissa Brown Dominguez?
Approved.
Thank you. Nancy Fung?
Approved.
Robert Clark? Valerie Sanchez? Valerie Sipp? Wesley Creed?
Approved.
And Alicia Vasquez?
I'm actually going to recuse myself, and I'm so sorry. I did like the most boomer thing ever and went to press on mute and got myself off. So, off the call. So anyway, thank you all so much. This project means a ton to a lot of people on the South Side. And, I'm at MoCA right now installing the project that's opening on Friday. So thank you.
Thank you. So with that, we do have approval.
Great. Thank you, Sadie. Thank you, members. With that, we'll move on then to item 9, which is another public art donation review and vote, which is entitled Beautify the Box. And Judy and John are here to present. I don't know, Sadie, whether you're going to pull up anything to share.
Yeah, I will pull up almost the same presentation. Here we go. So folks, we do have another donation to review. This one is titled Beautify the Box. It is a vinyl utility box wrap proposal slated for 4th Avenue and the 6th Avenue area. Again, remember that these are the donation review criteria that we ask you to base your review on: appropriateness of the artwork, design, maintenance, production quality, community support, and then the assessments from the city and the risk management. These are the steps completed thus far. We have the donation proposal. My apologies, I did not change this. They did not submit these letters. They actually had 25 signatures of support from neighbors and community members, so please disregard that highlighted area. We did have ward approval for Ward 6, as well as Parks and Recreation, and the maintenance protocol was submitted. Currently, risk review is pending for this project. There's a couple of things that also need to be fixed on the boxes. Some of these boxes, you know, need some maintenance before the vinyl wraps could potentially be installed. But right now you are seeing the design proposals for the boxes. designed by four different artists, including John Carrillo, who's here today. All of them are very different and very site-specific. I've included the locations here in this slide for you. But if you would like to review all of their forms, I did email the completed forms to you all before this meeting. With that, I will give the floor to the applicant and the artist if they'd like to make any additional comments.
Well, as Sadie said, there are four artists who contributed to this, and John was the lead artist on this with the two very graphic ones that maybe we can show them again, but there's one called Bloom Flight Coil. It's the black and white one, and the one next to it, which is the beautiful cloud, looks like a silk screen design. It was based off that and with the clouds. So these are the two that go on Fourth Avenue. The one with the clouds is by Trinity Church, Fourth Avenue and University Boulevard. And then the black and white one is down by the Dairy Queen at 6th Street and 4th Ave. And both of them are really don't add more clutter to the 4th Avenue area that's already pretty, you know, condensed and full of busy things. So the idea is to grab people's attention quickly and, you know, and beautify the area. The very flowery one is by Lex Jurassic, who's a studio artist, and she's been on a lot of shows and her work is juried, and both of these artists are the first public art contributions. Lex's is going at 6th Avenue and 6th Street by Shea Peachy. So that will look really terrific with all the pinks and flowers over there. The two smaller ones on the bottom are emerging artists. Cece Chavez has this tiny one on University Boulevard and 6th Avenue. And it's over where we have a WUNA, West University neighborhood, has put in this wonderful painted cross walk there. And this one is a tiny box, and it's reminiscent of some of the architecture in West University. It's pulling from the lava rock walls on the bottom for the foundation and some of the other bungalow designs. It's called Your House. And then finally, the fifth one is over in front of the Brooklyn Pizza parking lot on 5th Street. And it's a blow up of a rock wall on the Marshall Gulch Trail up on Mount Lemmon. And it really will provide like a cooling respite for a busy, hot day walking on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. It's a sort of a weeping wall full of ferns and water trickling down it. So these are our five boxes, and we've done all these wonderful measurements. Maybe John will take us through some of the ways that he measured in the panels and sort of opened up the box for us. So we have spent a lot of time making sure our measurements would work for these boxes and the art. John, you want to take it away?
Yes.
Maybe we can go to some of the other slides.
Oh, and John, I believe you're on mute.
Okay, sorry. It was really interesting and a fun challenge. I've always seen these projects around, and even this process, to see what it takes to make this public art is pretty amazing. And what we try to develop is, you know, these are our initial boxes, but why can't we do more and come up with a good, effective process? You know, I could see taking other artists through the same exact thing with this system, and to be able to execute them and do it every single time we want. But it was a lot of fun.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Judy. Any questions of our guests today? As a resident of West University, I am very, very pleased to see this finally happening after a couple of interesting attempts in the past that ran into some controversy of sorts. So, Maureen.
Yeah, I was here with the other attempts. How long do these last? Just for my information.
Unfortunately, only 3 to 5 years is the assurance we can get from AZ Litho. But, you know, that's mostly because of our sun. They have a special UV coating on them. And the good news is the art is done and it's digitized and it can always be reprinted. And it's just the cost of the actual vinyl and then the install to get it done, wrapped again.
Great. Thank you. Any other questions of our guests and of this item?
No, I'm just super happy to support it. I'm thrilled to see it and thank you for your enthusiasm and just wanting to, you know, make this place better. So thank you so much, y'all.
Great. Thank you, Liam.
And then, Chairman Glock, real quick, per, Maureen's question, I do want to, you know, remind folks that this is a temporary public art donation.
Okay. All right. With that, I'll entertain a motion to approve the donation and looking for a second.
This is Maureen. I'll make a motion to approve the donation.
Okay. We have a motion to approve. Second.
I'll second. This is Leanne.
Thanks, Leanne. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Sadie, roll call, please.
Adia Jamil.
Approve.
Adrian Ackerman. Alicia Vasquez.
Approve.
Ann Lopez.
Approve.
Brandon Varela.
Approve.
Jacqueline Barrios.
Approved.
Leanne Hernandez.
Approved.
Emily Tate.
Approve.
Jim Glock.
Approved.
Janet Fisher.
Approved.
Maureen Lewick.
Approved.
Melissa Brown Dominguez.
Approved.
Nancy Fung.
Approved.
Robert Clark. Valerie Sanchez. Valerie Sipp. Wesley Cree.
Approved.
Thank you, and you have unanimous approval.
Very good. Thank you, Judy and John. Look forward to seeing those wraps after risk management gets, once you get past them, let me know if they give you any grief. I'll be happy to help that process, but I can't imagine they'd have any issues. So with that, we'll move on. Thank you, Judy. Thank you, John. You're welcome to stay and listen to the rest of our meeting, which is pretty administrative in some respects. So with that, we'll move on to item 10, ad hoc deascension subcommittee. I think we have UU covering this particular item, but it's essentially to get a standing committee established to deal with deascension items to facilitate that process, I believe. UU, you're on.
Hi, everyone. Thank you all for being here. So yes, as Jem said, we are looking to establish a continuous deaccession and relocation subcommittee. So as part of our ongoing work to manage the city's public art collection, we're seeking 3 PACD members to serve as regular members for the subcommittee. So for new members, just want to clarify that deaccession is just a fancy word for removal of, like, official removal of an asset from the city's collection. So the subcommittee will meet as needed to review any deaccession or relocation requests. We'll work with city departments and any other stakeholders to find the appropriate solutions for the artworks that maybe need to that may need to be removed or relocated. So at the subcommittee, we'll go over all of the administrative directives, you know, and the rules for what would what we would have to meet for the Duke session. And any questions that may arise at the time, we can address those. So if any member from the PACD is interested in this aspect of the collection stewardship, we would like to just confirm 3 members so the subcommittee can just convene whenever is required. Thank you. And I think I'll pass it over to Sadie to, guess, figure out the voting or how to figure out who is interested in joining the subcommittee.
I'd like to add one comment, and that's essentially that we never, or the city never wants to destroy an artwork. So the goal here is if the artwork is in no condition to be maintained and replaced in the same spot, like it's, there's a development and it's going to move, we want to rehome it, find a new place for it, a new place in public, new place in possibly a private location, but essentially to save the work. So the goal here is to keep it from being taken out of public view or destroyed.
Great. Thank you, Willen. Sadie, I can't recall what the motion is we need. Is it the establishment of a standing ad hoc committee? And then the membership can occur at the direction of the chair? Or do we need to have the full board vote on who is on the committee? And just a reminder for everyone, the recommendations of the subcommittee will come to the full committee for action before the deaccession occurs. Whatever recommendations the committee comes up with will be brought forward to all of us at that time. So with Sadie, if you could clarify what you need from a motions perspective, I'll then seek one.
Thank you. This is listed as an action item. Technically, the chair does have authority to call a subcommittee meeting on your own, but I think it's best practices to have the entire committee, vote to approve of the stick session ad hoc committee.
Okay, so Sadie, we don't need to have the volunteers for the deaccession committee at this time. I'll work with staff for those of you who express interest on that. If we don't get 3 people expressing interest, get ready for a phone call from me to try to get you to volunteer. I have an interest in this, so guess what? There's only 2 slots left. But with that, I will entertain a motion to establish a standing ad hoc deaccession subcommittee.
I move to approve.
Ann moves my suggested motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Very good. We have a motion, a second. Any further discussion?
We have a hand up from Wesley.
Oh, Wesley.
Hi there. I guess I'm not sure if I'm fully understanding, but I am interested in volunteering for this committee.
Very good. Thank you. Any further discussion or volunteers? Hearing none, watch out. I'll be dialing around to get a third person. But the motion does not involve the membership. It involves the establishment. So we have a motion and a second to establish a standing ad hoc deaccession subcommittee. No further discussion. I'll ask Sadie to do a roll call. Sadie?
Adia Jamil?
Approve.
Adrian Ackerman? Alicia Vasquez?
Approve.
Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Brandon Varela?
Approve.
Jacqueline Barrios?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Emily Tate?
Approve.
Jim Glock?
Approved.
Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Melissa Brown-Dominguez?
Approve.
Nancy Fung?
Approved.
Robert Clark? Valerie Sanchez? Valerie Sipp? Wesley Cree?
Approved.
Thank you, and you have unanimous approval.
Very good. Thank you. With that, we'll move on to item 11. This item was added to the agenda prior to the establishment and announcement of our cultural affairs officer and the fact that our administrative directives for public art are going to be reviewed at the staff level. Just as a gee whiz, the administrative directives are prepared at the staff level to provide guidance to staff and those new staff members who come on board and others who want to pursue public art on behalf of their departments. There is a link for the administrative directive for those of you who are policy wonks and care to offer suggestions to our new public affairs officer. Please feel free to dive into them and forward your suggestions to, and I'll pick on Wilwin since he brought up this. So if you could get it to Sadie and Wilwin, they'll pass it on to the city staff for their appropriate consideration. No action is needed on this. I have anything that can be done to streamline the administrative directives, I think, is something to keep an eye out if you should choose to look at this. I have lived as a department head decades ago that followed these administrative directives. Anything that could be done to reduce the red tape would be appreciated. So with that, I'm going to allow anyone who wants to comment to go ahead and do so. But really what's going to matter is your personal observations and suggestions being forwarded to Sadie and Wilwin. So with that, I'll move on. The last couple items are ones that are going to be standing on our committee. Just an update from Arts Foundation communications team. I believe we've got staff to just present and discuss on any upcoming grants, programs, and opportunities provided by the Arts Foundation. Wilwin hit upon a few. But with that, I'll turn it over to our PAC-D staff to embellish. So, Sadie, Wilwin, you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Gia Delpino. Gia. I'm the new communications manager, and I'm happy to share some really great news. Thank you. May I share my screen? Awesome. All right, folks. Apologies. I kind of whipped this up right before our meeting, so it's not in chronological order. So forgive me, but I hope we can all follow along. So this weekend, we have Open Studio Tours. It's a record-breaking tour, a record-breaking event. We have over 200 participating studios, and we are also launching a new mobile app called Tourica, where you can organize your itinerary. It's really awesome. I encourage everyone to either attend, and if not, download the mobile app. Well, not if not. If you attend, download the mobile app. It's free, and we would love if you can help spread the word. Moving on, we also just recently launched the Tucson Poet Laureate RFQ, the Request for Qualifications. And this is such, it's coming at a great time. This is definitely a silver lining in such a bleak political moment. and I think poets are often like the prophets of our society. So I'm really looking forward to that voice to emerge from this application cycle. It's 3 years. It's a $15,000 honorarium. They will be reading in next year's Festival of Books, and they'll be charged with creating community-centered poetry programs in K through 12 schools. We also recently launched an organizational grant. We are all so connected to different organizations, so please help us spread the word. This is operational grants, which is hardly ever the case. Grants are usually designated, but this is here to support just operating funds. And it's up to $15,000. And that deadline is January 6th of next year. Wilwin did touch upon this exciting slate of grants for affordable housing, public art and affordable housing. And this is exciting in so many ways, but I just want to point out the significant investment that's being poured into the Oracle and Miracle Mile area, the 85705, zip code, the Thrive in the 05. We're looking for curators, muralists, mosaic artists, designers, and sculptors. So feel free to check those out once this launches next week on our website and share with people that you know might be interested in. Another exciting grant that's on the horizon, it opens up in early December. This is a unique grant where artists will be paired, will find clients, and in order to get those artists' artworks or artist services rendered, we're offering up to $10,000. This grant, it's meant to do several things, raise awareness about artists and their labor, but also create like a culture shift. As you know, artists are oftentimes underpaid and undermined. So it's supposed to raise awareness and educate the public about that artist labor is labor and it should be appropriately, properly and equitably paid. So those for artistic services. Saludarte, Liz Burden's project is kind of culminating into a opening at the Tucson Museum of Art. So please join us for that opening, which is December 4th from 5 through 8 p.m. This coincides with their free Thursday, and it's a health and wellness themed Thursday. And we will be tabling along with our partners, the Pima County Health Department. It is also free for visitors. And then lastly, we have two amazing events happening at two public parks. One is Gunny Barrera, and local artist Penn Macias will be hosting a paint-by-number workshop to install a beautiful ground mural in the park. No skills are necessary. Children and families are welcome, and there is a cap. There's 50 people max. And then lastly, the Joaquin Murieta Park is hosting a blessing ceremony for the installation of the public artwork. You'll be able to meet the sculptor and artist Hiro Tashima and other muralists, including Carlos Ballesteros, Alfonso Chavez, and Jacob Robles. And that's happening December 6th from 10 a.m. to 12. I hope you all can save some dates and join us in either spreading the word or in person for some of these amazing events. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim. Just a gee whiz, Liz Burden was a longtime member of the Arts Foundation board and was also a major force in the establishment of the Warehouse Arts Management Organization and its acquisition of the Steinfeld Warehouse. She's a dynamic soul, and I would say if you can get to there, you'll certainly find it very gratifying. Liz is an amazing person, so. With that, thank you, staff. We will move on then to update on education subcommittee. So our education subcommittee does tend to meet regularly, and this is an opportunity for them to report to the full committee on their activities, ideas, concerns, and issues. And Adrian is one of the members, and let's see, who's our other member? Is it? Oh, Leanne, thank you. So you're here. So Leanne, you're on.
Oh, Chairman Glock, sorry. If I could just give a brief introduction and then I'll open up to the members.
My bad.
No, you're good. So, everyone, the education subcommittee was formed by the PACDC at the August 14th, 2024 PACDC meeting. It was created in accordance with the City of Tucson's Administrative Directives 7.01-1, line G2, which reads, the PACTC will conduct a program of community education for the public art program in conjunction with public art staff. Our current membership is Adrian Ackerman, Leanne Hernandez, and Brandon Verla. And we have met three times. We've had several cancellations due to quorum. Since then, the education subcommittee met on April 21st, July 14th, September 8th. We have a pending meeting this month on November 24th, if we can establish quorum. And we can always have more than three PACTC members on any given subcommittee. If anyone's interested in joining this or other subcommittees, you're welcome to let me know. With that, I will open the floor up to Leanne or Brandon if you want to talk about some of the work of the education subcommittee.
Well, I'll just say this is that we really want a way of operationalizing how we get the word out to community and so therefore how we expand the number of artists who can take part in our, you know, various public arts commissions around the town. And just making sure that we are expanding the community that understands what's happening, you know, in the public art world, of Tucson. And so I'm excited about this committee. I'm excited to see, the enthusiasm that my fellow, board members bring to this work. And I just hope that it can be a space where we can continue to think together about how to expand who knows about and who does public art here in Tucson. So that's what I have to contribute.
Thank you, Leanne.
Yeah, I do want to add on that, excuse me, that we did, establish somewhat of a connection to our, Basoyaki, communications board, you know, the, radio station, the tribal portal that they have, and I do believe that there was some conversation into, getting some opportunities out there for any native, Basoyaki artists, who before weren't on that list, for, contacts. So now that they do have somewhat of a list, we can go ahead and move forward and get to any, opportunities relating to any indigenous, theme works or opportunities out there.
Great. Thank you. Any other observations with respect to the education subcommittee?
I'd like to add one more thing. Sorry, I keep chiming in on every agenda item. but one thing that wasn't noted was the education subcommittee met with the staff and our communications team to find out what our reach really is and what our outreach is, what our how we're connecting with folks. And through those discussions, we found out that the best way this committee can reach out beyond what we're doing in this very loud call, you know, to everyone through social media and other media means is, face-to-face door knocking sort of, cause you're the ones who know your neighborhoods and the people that live around you the most, the artists that are there that may not be that connected, but might be a good fit for some of these grants or other opportunities. So I think the next steps is working together to figure out how we can be sort of more grassroots. On the foundation side, we are aiming to be more on the ground. So having more tabling events and being like in public events to meet people where they're at. So, yeah, I'll be reaching out to all of you too, to maybe join us at some of those tabling events. We were at Ciclovia this past month, which is really successful. So Jacqueline there and Jim was really great.
Can I ask a quick question?
Jacqueline.
Yeah. So it's educating the public about the work of art, of public art or, and their opportunities for public art, or is it developing curriculum about the public art that we have and getting people to appreciate that? Or is it all inclusive? I mean, as Wilwin knows, did a whole curriculum on like the murals of El Pueblo, for example, and like, is that what we're thinking about and getting more of that kind of thing? Or is it more
It can be broader.
I think it could
as be. The administrative directives are pretty vague, but the idea is essentially to spread the word. And instead of trying to do repeat the same steps we're doing internally or that the city's already doing, finding new ways to do that. And we think it's like connecting with folks. So yeah, actually the work you do is, you know, on point with, I think, the direction this.
Well, I mean, I think your work, Jacqueline, could provide incredibly important context and a conversation as, you know, like the why, right? As to like, why are we doing this and understanding what we have is part of that. So I think it could be a both and. Right now we've been focusing a lot on like, how do we get more people involved and more artists, in our, in, you know, on the radar, or how do we get AFSA on the art, on the radar of more artists as well? So I think it's a both and. So I don't know that it's, limited thus far.
Yeah, great. I'd love to table if you need a tabler, just so that I can see what's going on in terms of like advancing the public art world. So it's such a treasure, actually.
Right. Very good. Any other comments? Pearls? Very none. Move on then to our second to last agenda item, request for additions to future agenda items. You don't need to dream them up right this second. Forward them on to Sadie and Wilwin and Leanne and I, in advance of our next board meeting, will put them on an agenda as appropriate. Things that we consider for agendizing is the necessary staff work or advance work that might be necessary to do so. So we may not get it on a following agenda, but we will do our best to get it addressed at some point in time. So with that, I don't hear any pressing items for additions. Move on to item 15. We're adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Have a great Thanksgiving. We will be meeting in December. So mark your calendars, and we will see you all then. Have a great, great month.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, everyone.
See you.
Thank you.
Have a great-
all right. Oh, one last comment. I just wanted, I should have said this under announcements. We hold election. So our, you know, our membership kind of comes in, comes out as new board members come onto the board of supervisors, new council members come. But on an annual basis, we do elect your chair and your co-chair in January. So I'm your chair this year. Leanne was my co-chair, or the board's co-chair, not mine per se. If you have an interest in one of these two positions, let Sadie know. I am prepared to serve again, but I'm happy to step aside if someone is anxious to run the ship. So with that, I just want to get that bug in your ear. Think about it. Pass on your thoughts and desires to Sadie, and we will be holding elections in January. So thanks, everyone. We'll see you next month.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you all.